There is never a shortage of stories about charities and the wonderful work done by so many volunteers. Today is no exception as we hear of the Samaritans who are fundraising for a replacement centre, a busy community centre, and a report on rough sleepers and what can be done to help them. Finally, a report on the fall in numbers visiting National Trust properties. A Lifeline mental health charity at the heart of the city has launched a £750,000 fundraising bid to rebuild its home of 57 years. Norwich Samaritans was founded in 1964 and has been supporting people in distress or at risk of suicide from its St Stephen's Square home in Norwich since then. It is staffed by an army of roughly 200 volunteers who answer calls on its helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as responding to letters, instant messages and emails from around the country. In 2019 alone, volunteers responded to almost 40,000 requests for help. Teams also offer support in local schools, businesses, as well as running listener schemes for inmates at Norwich and Bure prisons. Director James Ellis said, "Our branch is no longer fit for purpose. It has damp problems, the roof has structural issues, and the downstairs floor needs digging up and relaying." Discussions over what to do with the site have been ongoing for more than a decade, and we've been sticking plasters over problems in that time. We know we need to stay in the city centre, as our branch is well known and easy to find for those looking for support. The proposed rebuild will secure our future going forward and expand the number of people we are able to help every day. It will improve conditions for volunteers, widen our reach, and enable us to spend another 60 years in the city centre.
Christmas is being made cheerier for people in part of Norwich, thanks to a centre created after a campaign to stop a community building falling into the hands of private developers. The Silver Road Community Centre was created after campaigners battled to stop Norfolk County Council from selling the former Silver Rooms Day Centre in Norwich to developers. In what has been a tough year for many, the centre in the north of the city has been working to support people in the NR3 area of Norwich. The centre's food bank has helped people, and a team of 20 volunteers spent afternoon making hampers plus Christmas stockings filled with goodies for 50 families. Volunteers then delivered them to people's homes. On December the 18th, two volunteers will be making Christmas dinners for 100 people, which will then be delivered to homes in NR3 by a team of 10 volunteers, and the centre's food bank will be open. Julia Brosick Colton, the centre's manager, said she was grateful to everyone who had volunteered or donated food over the past year. "The Silver Road Community Centre has gone from strength to strength ever since we won it with the coalition from Norfolk County Council all those years ago, and it is a great hub for the people in our area." She said the centre hopes to start up a wellbeing cafe next year.
Affordable homes provision is the final piece of the puzzle to stop people ending up on the streets. That is the urgent message from Dr. Jan Sheldon, Chief Executive of St Martin's Homeless Charity, as figures from Shelter reveal the numbers of people sleeping on Norwich's streets at any one night this year was 21, with an estimated 70 people now registered as homeless. The city had the highest number of people sleeping on the street compared to other local authority areas in the east of England, according to the Homelessness in England 2021 report. Dr. Shelton said Norwich was one of the best cities in the country for its homeless support. From the City Council, and the numbers of people sleeping on the streets were lower than in previous years. A solution could be in sight, with Dr. Sheldon saying the government's everyone in scheme in lockdown proved every homeless person should be given a place to stay in 48 hours. She added three main factors that help stop rough sleeping: political will, funding, and affordable homes. We don't have enough social housing.
A team of clinicians is set to walk 500 miles and at least 500 more as they take on the challenge of travelling the distance of Norwich to Asia. Pure Physiotherapy, a private healthcare provider in Norfolk, and have previously walked the equivalent of the 6,736 miles from London to Singapore. A Norwich-based clinician, Matthew Shutt, has now set the target of Norwich to Asia by the means of swimming, running and walking. He said, "We want to do this for charity. We are looking at local charities that mean something to us, and we will open a platform to allow people to donate." Last year, 75 clinicians from around the UK joined in for the challenge, and the same amount have signed up again to try the distance estimated to be at least 5,000 miles. Matthew said, "We will work together by running on the weekends and walking together so we all feel supported. We are doing it to promote healthy lifestyle and well-being. This is what we talk about all day, every day, so we want to practice what we preach."
Recovering from the pandemic is expected to take the National Trust more than 4 years after it suffered a huge drop in visitor numbers, with a fall of almost 50% at one Norfolk site. The Trust, which owns some of Norfolk's most popular attractions, including Blickling, Fellbrigg and Oxborough Halls, saw figures plummet in 2020 as a result of lockdowns and social distancing measures. This has left it with far less cash to spend on conservation projects, and a spokesman said it will be at least 4 years before our financial position returns to pre-pandemic levels. It comes at a challenging time for the Trust, which has been under fire from critics, including some disgruntled members who've accused it of having a woke agenda, with an overemphasis on links between its properties and slavery, among other issues. Other regional attractions run by the Trust include Sheringham Park, Brancaster Estate, Blakeney National Nature Reserve, Horsey Wind Pump and Darrow Road near Halston.
Now we come to our first feature. The early history of the arrival of the telephone in Norfolk is told by the Evening News' Derek James in his regular Norwich Through the Decades supplement. His article is read by Ian Robertson.